Morning, everyone. We'll now call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order, and I'll note for the committee record that there is a quorum present. First order of business will be one bill for a deadline waiver pursuant to rule, Joint Rule 2.03. House 1494 is now in the possession of the Committee on Rules and Legislative Action after missing first deadline, and our purpose before us is to waive the deadline for further actions and to recommend re-referral for a substantive hearing, so we won't be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. The bill is House File 1494, Representative Frederick, and the reason for the deadline waiver request is that the companion bill was expected to satisfy the first deadline requirement via its Senate companion, but the Senate companion did not meet the deadline in time, so needs to meet a deadline in the House. So I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 1494 and that House File 1494 be re-referred to the Committee on Human Services Finance. Discussion to the motion. Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think you probably know what I'm going to say. I think the authors should be here for these waivers. We have rules for a reason, and the rules are important, and how this committee responds and enforces the rules is important, and I believe authors should take the time to come to this committee and tell us personally why these bills are being waived.
I appreciate the request, Representative Torkelson. I did meet one of your two requests from our last hearing, which was I made sure to have a rationale for the waiver request so that we could have that in front of the committee. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I didn't bring this up yesterday, but I'll bring it up today with the repeat of bill waivers. I've had two bill waivers in my time here at the legislature, and one bill waiver that happened in 2017 with then Majority Leader Joyce Pepin, where she actually came by my office and said, Nash, I'm going to beat the crap out of you over this, that you should have a very good reason for this needing a deadline. And when I went to committee, the then minority party actually took me out for a long and nauseating ride. So I would encourage you, Mr. Chair, to bring the authors so we can ask, why didn't this bill make it through the process? Because you're the majority party, you should be able to control the traffic. It didn't happen, and we should be able to ask questions as to why that is the case.
Thank you, Representative Nash. In this case, the Senate was the offending party in terms of controlling traffic.
That's always the case.
I appreciate the request. Further discussion to House File 1494. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted. Next item of business is re-referral of the governor's agency bills pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 and House Rule 1.10. We'll take up House File 3028, the governor's deed agency bill. And as a reminder, the purpose before us is to recommend a re-referral for a substantive hearing, so we won't be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. I'll move that House File 3028 be recommended to be re-referred to the Committee on Economic Development, Finance, and Policy. Any discussion to the motion? Representative Torkelson.
I'm just chatty today, Mr. Chair. We had a meeting yesterday regarding swing space, and the topic of electronic presentation of certain materials came up. This is, I don't know how many of these we've had, eight or so, printed out for a very short hearing. Perhaps this is one committee where we could present things like this electronically and do these votes and save some paper.
Thank you. That's a fair request, and I'm happy to follow up and see if that's something we can do. I know that the norm here has been to have paper, but you're correct that there is these bills are before us for a very short time in the Rules Committee. Any further discussion to the motion? Representative Jordan.
Mr. Chair, I would echo what Representative Torkelson said. I think this would be a great pilot for electronic, and also we just really don't need this sort of paper and the expense. So I would second that request.
Bipartisan request. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Final order of business is the calendar for the day for Thursday, March 23rd. Proposing three bills for the calendar for the day. House File 146, Representative Finke, making Minnesota Trans Refuge State, House File 1200, Representative Wolgamont, Banning Private Prisons. House File 1656, Representative Akam, State Competitiveness Fund. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration would designate Thursday, March 23rd for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Discussion to the calendar for the day. Lead Dame.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I noticed House File 1200 was previously before this committee. Wondering if there's any changes. I know we have the bill author here. Wondering if there's any changes, or was it just a matter of recalendering?
Representative Wolgamott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the question, Minority Leader Damuth. Yes, there was a issue that came up from the Department of Corrections. There would be an author's amendment just making some technical changes to the bill. I'd be more than happy to supply you and Lee Novotny and any of the members of your caucus with that language so that you can see that ahead of time, and I will absolutely be available if you have any questions about that.
Lee David.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Wolgamont, I appreciate that. We would appreciate the opportunity to look at that language, too. Thanks for the question and the answer.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wolgamont.
Yeah, we're working on getting that finalized. So as soon as we have that, I'll email it to you and to your staff and any other members of your caucus who would like to see that.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, this opportunity to ask a bill author, as we've been talking about in the past, having the bill authors here sometimes at these meetings, very helpful, and I appreciate that. And this does illustrate the importance of that when it does arise.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion adopting the calendar for the day, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Calendar for the day is adopted. Members, that's our business this morning, and we are adjourned.